Back on the morning wake up, great to have you aboard here in the Great Lakes state of Michigan, wherever you may be, and of course over the World Wide Web 24/7, 365 at 1320wils.com. The podcasts are there. An entire legal background of education is there with our podcast with Lise Wheel and Legal Lise here. Lise Wheel joins us this morning to talk about the law. Good morning, Lise.
Good morning.
Well, we're going to get right into it here with a case. If this ever happened to one of my kids, and you know, I see this stuff online, but if you're taking food out of their hands, you're going to have an angry dad to talk to. And I'm not in favor of going over and rattling the chains with teachers and whatnot. Back in the day, my parents would side with teachers for the most part. But then again, you know, we have a girl in Kentucky, a 10-year-old who's eating lunch. And because her account was overdrawn, apparently they took an employee, picked up her hot lunch and dumped it in the garbage in front of her and other kids.
That's right. A teacher did. Took the hot lunch, threw it away in the trash. Yeah, in front of her and the other kids around her. They're probably giggling, have a nice lunch, you know, 10-year-old kids, 10-year-old girls. Gave her a cheese sandwich and said, that's it. You know, you're having that because you don't have any money in your account. She's saying this to this kid and other kids around her. I think this is outrageous. The kids around her went home and to their parents and talked to them and said, this is what happened to this little girl. They started a petition, which now they've got, you know, 1,000 signatures on this petition to change the policy. And this is incredible. But I'll tell you, I sent this story to you guys last night. In between that, I stayed late last night researching, and I found a case in Colorado where a married mother of two is now a former kitchen manager because she did this. I'm going to quote her. I had a first grader in front of me crying because she didn't have enough money for lunch. Yes, I gave her lunch. Fired for that.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
So it flips the other way, and it's not only, it's maybe even worse.
Exactly.
So it's really, wow, I don't get that. It's very strange.
There's no judgment going on here. I mean, it's like when you send your kid out for reading, writing, arithmetic, you also expect that the teachers and the kitchen managers, everybody at the school, empathize, like to be around kids, and have some judgment about kids.
Yeah.
And to do this, I mean, it's incredible.
I mean, it used to be, I guess it was a simpler time. We had a cafeteria. You know, you take a quarter or 50 cents for lunch. It was an extra nickel for milk. You want to have another milk? Yeah, I want two. Okay, here, take a dime. And that's the way you handle it. You didn't really have an account. Certainly, there was nothing online. But now with this, it's so what about the legal side of this, though, Lise? I mean, I understand that the teacher was rude, mean, nasty. What if the parents were to come back and want to file some suit that say their kid was traumatized? Would they have anything legal to stand on?
Emotional distress, you know, for the whole entire family. You know, the damages, I don't know what they are. Maybe the kid had to go through some therapy. Who knows? But apparently the mom said, you know, she was a shy kid to begin with, and she just sat there crying. I mean, can you imagine? And by the way, the other kids around her went home and told their parents, and that's how this petition got around, and there are now 1,000 people that have, you know, signed up for this petition saying, you know, change the policy.
Yeah, no.
So it upset the kids around this poor little girl. I mean, this is just maddening.
If you remember when you were 10 years old, now you want to crawl under a desk and hide. I mean, you
rough. And in my day too, it was easy. I remember we had a little coupon, right? You could put 45 cents for your lunch and then a nickel for the milk.
Yeah, sure.
And that's the other thing. We're not talking about, you know, 4-star restaurant here.
No.
We're talking about 3-4 bucks max.
Yeah, and the food was prepared there and all the other stuff.
I know.
Yeah, and or the parents, my parents would say, okay, you know, 50 cents isn't cutting it today. You know, it's a little tight. Here, I made you a sandwich. It's a cheese sandwich, by the way. Take it with you. Here's an apple. Here's a nickel.
Here's
you can get the milk. Yeah, you're good to go.
I mean, it's just unbelievable.
But to have to do that in front, nobody ever did that. Sometimes we threw our lunch. I will admit to throwing lunch away. I did that. Mom, I ate lunch. No, I didn't like it today. I chucked it or I traded it. But, you know.
I know.
Yeah, okay. Okay, state of Texas now.
Yeah.
Truancy has become a highly prosecuted offense in the Lone Star State. But what about this way leading to truancy reform? What's the story here legally?
Well, this is incredible. Texas is one of only two states that still continues to prosecute minors for truancy. Last year, 100,000 misdemeanors were doled out. 2013, 115,000 citations for kids. So they're trying to get rid of this, which I definitely think they should. Because, look, if a kid is truant and doesn't go to school, it's probably not the kid's fault if you're talking about a grade schooler. You know, high school, that's maybe a little different. But a grade schooler, that, you know, there's something going on in the family. Maybe the family isn't getting the kid there. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, there's some issue with one of the parents or the guardian or whoever. Maybe the kid is sick. Maybe the kid needs special educational help. I mean, there are things going on other than just, I don't want to go to school.
Sure.
And you don't then put a kid in that situation, which is probably a very highly volatile situation to begin with, right, and throw them in jail. What good does that do?
Here in the state of Michigan, the agency I was actually working for 2 years ago instituted a policy. It's now up to become statute in Michigan, which says if you're on public assistance and your children are truant, you can lose your assistance.
Yeah.
In the 2 years, though, they've only had to close about 230 cases for this, and they can be reopened once it's established that the kids are back in school. But they go after the parents and the recipients that way.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, maybe when you get to high school, it could be a little different. But yeah. up to high school, why not go to the parent? I mean, the parent is the one legally, you want to talk about illegalities, that is supposed to be getting the kid to school.
Yeah.
I mean, that's your legal obligation as a parent.
Yeah, it's...
So, I mean, and I know just in my little district, if my kid is going to miss even at one period or two periods of school, I have to make the phone call and give an excuse, reason, whatever it is, to the actual person that answers the phone. So, and if the kid... If for some reason your kid doesn't go to school, in my school district, they will call you and leave you a message, you know, saying your kid was not in school today.
My lead into your last topic here, Lise, is that we've done some stories recently with you that have to do with parents with autistic children, and
yeah.
You have to be empathetic about this and there, but for the grace of God. But then the setup for this one is there's parts about this that will make you cringe a little bit.
Yeah.
We have a set of parents here who were sentenced last week to 7 years in prison. Formerly parents from O'Fallon, Missouri, for keeping their severely autistic son in a makeshift cage.
This is so sad. I mean, yeah, in the basement, autistic kid was in a 3 by 6 foot crib, covered with plywood on the top, held together with bungee cords and zip ties. The investigators say the kid was naked and sitting in, you know, feces and urine. A grandmother was involved in this, did some babysitting. She was there, didn't do anything. There are other kids running around, 4 or 5 of them running around. These parents should not have custody of any child. I mean, that is so wrong that they're just putting their kid in there. The grandmother's going along with it. I don't blame the other little kids. I mean, they're probably traumatized. But that's what they do to a kid with autism. That's how they handle it.
If your parents, Lise, and you throw up your hands, you say, we can't handle it, there's help. You can get help out there.
Exactly.
There are ways to
get
help.
You go to the state, and as much as you, I mean, I can't imagine doing that with my two children, but if I had to, if there was some way that I just, you know, I couldn't handle my kid, that's what I'd have to do.
Well, the state's going to have jurisdiction and custody here anyway because
yes.
The parents are going.
And
are
hopefully
going,
those other kids will be okay, all five of them.
They're going to prison.
Yeah.
Lise Wheel, of course, here, author of Lethal Beauty, which is doing very well, Amazon.com to get that book.
Thank you.
And Fox News legal analyst, we appreciate you being here for Legal East. Till we meet again and chat again, have a great one.
All right, you too. Take care.
Yeah, you take care as well, Lise. Think back when I was a kid going around the station wagon, myself, my sister, and your parents saying, you know, if you guys keep acting up like this, I'm going to put you in a cage. We always knew that they didn't mean that literally. I mean, well, we sort of knew that. But my goodness, who can actually do that? Makes your head spin. More coming up here. It is the morning wake-up. Don't go away. Your Wednesday hump day edition, 1320 WILS.